New York City has more than 180 charter schools, but from recent media coverage, you could get the impression there's only one charter group led by one outspoken leader. WNYC's Beth Fertig spent a morning with Eva Moskowitz, the founder of the Success Academy Charter School Network, to shed some light on why she has become such a lightning rod.
Eva Moskowitz says she really doesn't know why she's become the symbol of Mayor Bill de Blasio's problem with charter schools.
It really is bizarre, and I think on some level it defies an explanation.
And yet, Moskowitz is hardly shrinking from controversy. In the past few weeks, she's led a rally in Albany, appeared on national television, and filed a lawsuit against the city. Yet, she sees herself as a leader in the fight for school reform.
I think there are people scratching their heads, and I too scratch my head. I say to myself, why is anyone going to go into solving the crisis of public education if there's this much controversy? You know, it's strange. It really is.
Moskowitz and I are seated in the office of one of her Success Academy elementary schools in Harlem. She's opened 22 charters since 2006. I started covering her before that, when she was a city councilwoman. Back then, she held hearings challenging the teachers' union, so I know she's not afraid of a fight.
You've been around a long time, and you are a person with sharp elbows in politics. Do you think you've contributed at all in the way that you've run your schools and in your strategies at all to creating people who say, I don't like what she's doing. I don't like the way she's going about this?
Well, you're editorializing. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a sharp elbow. I'm an advocate, and I stand up, but I think I'm very gracious. I try and even toward opponents, I do not personalize in the way that others, frankly, have personalized.
The way Moskowitz sees it, de Blasio singled her out during his campaign. He said Mayor Michael Bloomberg had given her charter schools, quote, the run of the place inside regular public schools, and that it was time for that policy to end. Now he's blocking three of her schools from opening this fall. One of them, a middle school, was scheduled to take children from this very elementary school that we're visiting and another charter a few blocks away. Moskowitz filed a lawsuit, even though the mayor said he will find a new home for the nearly 200 affected students. They include the kids in this fourth grade class who are doing a math problem.
We beat our timer again.
Woo!
Very nice.
Moskowitz says she visits a few schools every morning, briefly poking her head into classrooms before the rest of her day ramps up. Two of her own children attend Success Academies. While watching this math class, she asks the kids why the teacher had them explain the math problem in their own words.
Why do you think she's asking you to do that? What's the purpose of that?
When we read the stories out loud to our classmates, it helps us better understand the question.
Just like their founder, the Success Academy schools are extremely busy, with tight schedules.
Great. I think that's a pretty good answer.
Kids go to school from 7:30 in the morning until 4 or 4:30 p.m., taking science, art, and music.
One of the hallmarks of our school design is really rigor on the one hand and joy on the other. We call it joyful rigor.
You're sounding a little like the school's chancellor. She talks about celebrating learning.
Well, I think she took joyful rigor from us, not the other way around.
The chancellor probably wouldn't agree. Moskowitz's Success Academy is the biggest local charter operator in New York City. Her test scores are high. There are parents who love her schools, and there are critics. Detractors believe she benefited too much during the Bloomberg years. But she says her charters weren't the only ones that grew and got space inside district schools.
Achievement First got a lot of schools. Independent folks got schools. Over the last, 12 years, the charter sector grew tremendously. But that doesn't mean that the process was easy. In fact, from my perspective, it was pushing a boulder up a hill.
Mayor de Blasio clearly won't be as supportive as the previous occupant of City Hall, but he did allow five more Success Academy charters approved by Bloomberg last year to open this fall as scheduled. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.